This week on Vikings Game Plan, we promise you'll get a kick out of the show. Rookie stud kicker Blair Walsh joins, as does his coach Mike Prefer. General manager Rick Spielman analyzes the progress, and we look to power down the Chargers tonight at Mall of America Field. Vikings Game Plan starts now. Hey, how you doing? I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Vikings. This is Vikings Game Plan. Tonight we have the San Diego Chargers at Mall of America Field. It's the ever-important third preseason game. A lot of business to get to. Let's get after it. Kid kicker Blair Walsh nailed 5 field goals and is 7-for-8 this preseason. He joins us later to discuss. His kickoffs have been terrific, and he definitely should increase on the 19 touchbacks we had last year, which was 28th in the league. Fellow rookie Audie Cole stole the show Friday night against Buffalo. This TD was his first since high school. And the linebacker from NC State added another 13 seconds later, causing members of the team, some of the best players, to sprint to the end zone to celebrate his accomplishment. Second-year safety Mistral Raymond played his best game as a pro. He registered a tackle for loss and was making plays all over the field. Speaking of making plays, quarterback Christian Ponder made one to new fullback Jerome Felton for our first touchdown of the preseason. New receiver Jerome Simpson had his best game as a Viking, and this leaping play helped pave the way for Vikings points. Adrian Peterson will not play this evening against San Diego. We talked to general manager Rick Spielman about that and more.
I know we just talked with our trainers and our doctors, and I know our coaching staff and Leslie Frazier really want to take precaution to make sure that he's ready to go for that first game against Jacksonville. He's getting a lot of work and all the work I think he needs in practice. He's out there in full pads. He's running with our team. So we used to do that, in fact, in Detroit with Barry Sanders, even when he wasn't hurt.
Really?
Very rarely did he ever play in the preseason. But right. In Adrian's situation, I know our coaching staff and Leslie feel they can get him ready to go to be for Jacksonville.
If tonight were a home playoff game, could he play?
He's out there. He passed our physical.
Yeah, so he could play tonight. If it were a home playoff game, he's the face of the franchise. You know,
you want to protect your assets.
Absolutely. But with the Jacksonville game coming up, off the first two preseason games, tonight against San Diego. Third preseason game, what excites you most about tonight's game?
You know, it gets a chance for our offense and defense, all our ones, to play through the half. And I think Leslie's going to have them come out at the beginning of the third quarter.
Excellent.
I know our coaches put in some game planning this week and kind of rehearse that, what it'll be like during the season. So this will be an opportunity to measure up against a very good football team and kind of measure where we're at right now.
And the step they took in the Buffalo game, pretty much everybody collectively as a team, you score a touchdown offensively, you get a couple late defensively. Was that the natural jump you were looking for the team to take in game two?
You know, we've seen that since the OTAs, since we started day one in OTAs and where we ended up at the end of our offseason. They continue to get better. We've seen a little bit of a jump from where we were the first day of training camp and even into the San Francisco game. Then you've seen another jump last week. So that's what you're looking for from your football team. You want them continually to improve. I know we have a very young roster, and those guys are starting to gel. They're starting to get that chemistry. But that's what you look for as you go forward.
Is it difficult to see Jerome Simpson play as well as he did last Friday and then know you're not going to have him the first three? He changed the entire game.
Yeah, no, Jerome, we've been very excited about what he potentially can bring to this offense. He's showing that, you know, since he's walked on campus here through the offseason and in training camp. He saw a little glimpse of that last week against Buffalo. So we'll be excited. We feel we have some depth back there that can get us through until Jerome comes back that fourth week. So, but excited what potentially Jerome's going to bring to this offense.
In the Bills game, when the majority of your ones, your starters, specifically Kevin Williams, Jared Allen, Chad Greenway, Antoine Winfield, they left the game. Jasper Brinkley, Mistrell Raymond, Harrison Smith, they stayed in the game and played the majority of the first half. What went into that?
I think those are the guys that we need to get ready for the season. You know, Harrison Smith can use all the reps he can get because he's a rookie. Mistrell Raymond, again, last year, you can see this may have been his best Minnesota Viking game he's ever had.
Absolutely.
But that's because he's becoming more comfortable. He's getting more comfortable to position, from moving from corner to safety. He's seeing things quicker, and he's playing a lot faster. And Jasper, we need to get him ready and get him reps as well, just because he missed all of last season and has been out of football for over a year.
Excited for the debut last week of third-round cornerback Josh Robinson from Central Florida. How'd he do?
We're very excited about him. It was the first time he got on the field. You know, he missed a lot of training camp with a hamstring injury, and then we were took some precaution with him last week against San Francisco. Just wanted to make sure he didn't re-injure that, because that can be a nagging injury through the season. But I think what you saw last week with Josh Robinson is you saw the speed, you saw the quickness, you saw the burst and acceleration. The one thing we didn't know, I mean, we kind of knew what we got when we drafted him, was his ability to come up and tackle. And was he going to be physical enough, or is he just kind of a cover corner? And I think he answered those critics last week that he is a physical corner that it could also cover.
Straight ahead, rookie kicker Blair Walsh stops by to tell us about his big game last Friday and his transition to the NFL. That's next. It's Vikings Game Plan.
Vikings Game Plan is presented by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. Very happy to be joined by Vikings rookie kicker Blair Walsh for our Sports Authority player breakdown. Now, I want to say excellent job so far this preseason, but I think you're a little superstitious. So can I say good job and shake your hand and not have you think tonight you're going to miss two kicks?
That'll work. And I'm superstitious, but not that crazy. So,
we always hear kickers are quirky and superstitious. Are you superstitious?
I would say I'm more ritualistic than superstitious. I think superstitious is a little bit out there, and I think you start to get a little weird with stuff you do. But I'm a very ritual-oriented person, and I'll do the same stuff on game day and the same routine. And
so do you burn candles by your locker before
you
walk out?
No sacrifices or any burning of candles or anything like that, so no.
Welcome to the NFL, right? San Francisco, Candlestick Park, 15-mile-per-hour wind in your face. You hit one from 39. What was that like?
That was awesome. I mean, my first actual, you know, kick on the professional level was a field goal attempt, so that was cool for me. And I was very fortunate to make it, and I think it was a little bit of the hard work paying off. But still a long way to go. I got two more preseason games and hopefully more than 16 regular season games.
Being a new kicker in the NFL, is it kind of weird in the preseason where if a drive stalls at the 35, you go, yes, I get my opportunity. But we want to score touchdowns.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, because it's the preseason, your win losses don't matter. But I'd definitely love to get a long one in here, but at the same time, you know, getting as much work as we got in the other night was very beneficial for us, and I think it'll help us out in the long run.
With your run at Georgia, what was it like kicking in the SEC compared to what you've seen so far in the NFL?
I mean, playing in the SEC is awesome, and, you know, I definitely think it's the best conference in college football. I think a lot of people would agree with me on that, but it's a different level than the professional level, and these are the best of the best, and these are the elite players from around the country that are combined together to play professionally.
What's the longest kick you've ever hit in your life at any level, whether it's in a backyard, behind the scenes, or in a game?
It was actually the other day in Mankato when we were kept going back and back during warm-up, and we had a ridiculous wind behind us. And I think I hit 72, and Coach Prefer's little son, Wilson, was standing next to me, and he's just like, what's wrong? Couldn't get 74?
72 off the ground
off
with the finger?
Off the ground with the holder, yeah. Wow. So there was no live snap and hold, so that's a little bit different. But I got a hold of it, and the wind sort of did the rest.
So if it's a regular season game, and we're down by 2 points with 4 seconds to go, and the adrenaline's going, and you're at home or you're in a dome, let's say you're at home, so you get all the juices going and everything, what do you think? I mean, 65, 70?
I think that's a realistic attempt to, to be attempt like low 60 field goal. I think that I could definitely give it a run. I mean, that 72 that I was talking about is sort of very out of the ordinary, out of the question, I would assume, unless there's a hurricane force wind behind you. But, anytime I can give it a ride from long distance, I think that'd be awesome.
As our special teams edition of Vikings Game Plan continues, we'll talk to the man in charge. Special teams coordinator Mike Prefer is next to answer a fan question and tell us more about prized rookie Blair Walsh. Don't leave. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, Vikings and San Diego Chargers this evening. I'm Paul Allen, happy to be joined by Mike Prefer, special teams coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. How are the special teams outside of Blair Walsh? I want to get to the kicker momentarily. Okay. Outside of the kicker, overall, how are the special teams coming together into the Jacksonville game?
You know, I think we're developing at the pace that we need to develop. I think we've got a lot of competition at a lot of different spots that we didn't have a year ago, which is encouraging. We're going to unfortunately have to let some good football players go, whereas a year ago it was the decisions were a lot easier. So I'm excited about where we're going and the direction that we're headed and with the players that we have.
Your rookie kicker, Blair Walsh, been a big story for the Vikings through two games. Chargers this evening in the Dome, so he should probably be fine. But his first 2 years at Georgia, his percentage was really good. Mm-hmm. First of all, what happened in his final year at Georgia so that the field goal percentage fell off as badly as it did?
Like we've discussed before, I know you and I discussed it in the spring, Paul, the fact that he was going too fast. He was pressing a little bit too much. His get-off times were much too fast. And that's hard because it not only doesn't see the ball long enough, it's harder for the holder to put it down. And as you know, that's a crucial element to a successful field goal is the hold and obviously the snap as well. But he wasn't giving his holder enough time. He wasn't giving himself enough time. And we've slowed him down a bit, and he's had more success with that.
So when you say slow him down, it's literally like 0.7, right? It's not like slow him down a second and a half. It's literally to the tenth of the second, right?
Or the hundredth of a second.
Or the hundredth, wow.
We look for a time between 1.27 and 1.31 seconds. That's going to be the optimal get-off time for us, where it's fast enough where it won't be blocked, and it's slow enough for him that he gets a good approach to it and can see the ball longer.
And also with Blair Walsh, I would imagine, is the field position kind of changes the dynamics of the Vikings offense, where if you get stalled at like the 40-yard line, now 56, 57, maybe 58-yard field goals legitimately could be in play, not just an end of the half thing, right?
Right. Our game plan has changed because of his leg strength, absolutely.
What do you think is next for him? I mean, are you excited about the regular season just to see when the crowd's louder, the lights are brighter, just to see how he handles those moments?
Yeah, and I think just the fact that he came back after a miss the other night, that showed me a lot about his character, that he can come back and, you know, push the 49-yarder right and come back and drill a 47-yarder from the same hash and then put it right down the middle of the upright. So I'm excited about where he's going, the progress he's made, like I've said before, and I think kickoffs, he's got to become more consistent.
Yeah.
Field goals, he should make everything inside of 50 as far as I'm concerned, because I think he's strong enough. I know he's strong enough to do that. And he's set a high level of expectation for himself, as I have for him. So I think we just need to be more consistent and keep getting better.
Punt return job wide open. Who's leading into the Chargers game?
I think, you know, if we played Jacksonville today, mm-hmm. it would more than likely be Marcus Sorrells, because I trust him more. He's a guy that's been back there for me before, and he's still very good. I mean, we didn't give him as many opportunities late in the year last year as we would have liked. Josh Robinson's a guy with a little bit more quickness, more juice, so to speak. He's in the play. Jarius Wright's in there. Brian Walters has done it before, so It's four-man competition right now, and hopefully it'll clear itself up here in the next couple weeks.
Mike Prefer, special teams coordinator. In closing, thanks to Best Buy, we have an Ask Coach question. This comes from Luke in Chaska. How do you approach kick returns now that there are so many touchbacks, and yet Percy Harvin, certainly one of the best two in the game?
Yeah, you know, for kickoff-wise, obviously we like kicking off from the 35 because it's a better opportunity for better field position for our defense. But on the flip side, you know, my philosophy changes that we're going to bring them out from 5, 6, 7 deep, and depending, like I said before, depending on the kick or the type of kick that they use. Whereas in days past, you'd never bring them out from that deep. If when you kicked off from the 30, you're just going to take it at the 20 and go. Because there are limited opportunities, you want to take advantage of as many as you can, especially with a guy like Percy. We want to bring as many out as that we can, and hopefully we'll take a tackle at the 18 or 19 every now and then if we can get him past the 30, 35, 40, or even a score like we had last year.
Next, former Viking Ben Lieber takes us into the film room to analyze rookie linebacker Audie Cole's amazing game against Buffalo. Plus, we'll give you the winning formula and what you should watch for in tonight's game. It's all next on Vikings Game Plan.
Vikings Game Plan is presented by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Happy to be joined on the Vikings Entertainment Network by former linebacker Ben Lieber, who's going to be watching film with us during the preseason on Vikings Game Plan. Leslie Frazier, the head coach, will handle it during the regular season. No hard feelings, but you gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah, I gotta start somewhere, and this is a good spot to start.
Excellent. And all the film you watched during your career with San Diego, Minnesota Vikings, St. Louis,
yep.
You know exactly what you're looking for, and you can carry us through some nuances of the game, right?
Certainly. I mean, there's some things I probably won't know, but for the most part, you'll get the gist of what the player was trying to do and what they're thinking. All right, guys, the first play we're gonna look at is Audie Cole's sack against San Fran. It looks like a run situation, but yeah, as you see, it's a called blitz, so it really, really doesn't matter. You got Everson Griffin. I believe you call this wide open fire zone, and wide open is W is weak, so it's a weak side blitz. And what he does here is he's going to blitz and make sure he takes the inside course of this running back to leave a free lane for the Mike coming around. And that's exactly what happened, and we'll see it on this end zone copy much better. And the other thing to point out here is watch the nose tackle. The nose is designed to cut across, cross-face this guy, and use up the attention of both the guard and the center, which he does. And you can see right here, the guard says, uh-oh, I'm a little late. I buried myself too far. I'm a little too late getting back. He's eaten up because Everson went inside the running back, and Audie has a free sack. The second play here is the pick six, the first pick six that he had against Buffalo last week. And what Audie sees here is he's keying number three. Kind of has a slow, lazy release. He expands through, reads the quarterback's eyes. He does exactly what he's supposed to do and makes a nice cut, good stretch, touchdown. The quarterback doing way too much staring down the receiver. So that helps Audie out, helps everybody else out. But two, I mean, pressure kills everything. So you see the nice spin move. He can't step into the throw. The ball floats. Pick six. So here's the next one. Basically the same thing. He's keen number three. Number three has a lazy release. He's watching Audie. We'll go on the end zone copy. You can see number three eyeing him. It looks like he has a what we call a choice route. He plays off the leverage of that defender. So he stares at Audie as he comes off the line of scrimmage. And as soon as he looks away, Audie reacts just like it's supposed to. Quarterback, hand off the ball, plant foot. Audie expands. He doesn't drift.
Yep.
He expands, throws it right to him.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Fellow rookie Trevor Guyton was wired during the Bills game.
Good. Ready to play, man. Hey, it feels good being the first home game. Got to go out there and play ball now.
It's home field. We fear no man out here, man. We brothers, man. Trenches in the three. One, two, three.
Trenches. Say, hey, don't we do this every day, day? With the long nights to get a payday.
Find some pads out here.
Go, baby.
Hey, deep back, deep back. No PI. How do you not call a PI on that? Look at this.
Look.
I'm looking.
Trevor Guyton wired during the Bills game. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com to close Vikings game plan. Chargers this evening. This is the Verizon winning formula where we're not necessarily concerned about winning the game. Although it would be nice. Now, when we do this in the regular season, we're going to talk about ways the Vikings can win each and every game. But for this evening, what's the winning formula offensively?
Well, we heard Rick Spielman say earlier in the show, the offense is going to game plan a little bit, that first team offense, and then they might play into the third quarter. So what I would like to see is whatever the opposing defense does to the Vikings offense to slow them down in the first half, whatever works, I want to see Bill Musgrave and that offensive staff make some adjustments at halftime and then come out in the third quarter and have a good drive to open up the second half.
Defensively.
Defensively, we saw a big jump up in the run defense. And I think you're going to continue to see that this season because Jasper is really getting his legs underneath him. The defensive line is starting to play a little bit better. There's still improvement that has to happen on that defensive line, but I'm not worried about it. With Brian Robinson and Kevin Williams and Jared Allen, they're going to be right in the regular season. Now you have Jasper Brinkley, who's starting to get his legs underneath him. Leslie Frazier said this week that he's seeing less hesitation from Jasper as he gets back from that injury. So I think we're buttoned up in the front seven. So the winning formula defensively, now we need the secondary to play well. We saw Josh Robinson. He played well last week. We got to see him do that again.
Yep.
Harrison Smith, let's see him put two games in a row together. And Mr. All Raymond, that's as good as he's ever looked last week against the Bills. I want to see him look even better against the Chargers.
15-second special teams winning formula.
Well, we were right on the winning formula last week on offense and defense. We wanted to see the offense play better and score right away. They did. We wanted to see the defense be better on run defense. They did. What we said last week on special teams, a big return. We didn't see that. So we're going to stick with the winning formula for special teams. I want to see a big return by somebody on that group.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. For all of us here with the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.